One of you guys actually left a comment on a video about having a near-death experience, causing me to reach out to Mr. Eric Wold about it. And we spoke, and he broke down his experience to me, and I was compelled to add it to my book. In his email, he said to me, "I woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and as I entered, I lost absolute control and my body fell to the floor. I remember a rush of light that brought me to a place that is very hard to describe. One of the bigger things I remember was the warm, embracing light that absolutely consumed me. The light was a color I couldn't explain, and it doesn't exist in this universe, but it was very bright. I remember the feeling I experienced was finally whole. I felt absolute complete, loved, warm, and like all my worries and pain were left behind. In life, I experienced a lot of heartache and pain, so there is always this empty spot in my heart that I could never fill. But the place I went to, it didn't matter. That hole was gone, and I felt like I was finally home. I remember a group of entities talking to me about how much is out there in the whole universe and how small we are. There were no faces I could remember or voices that I could say I recognized. However, the weird thing was, I felt like we were connected. After seeing the different amazing things they showed me, I remember thinking this was finally it, and I no longer had to suffer. But they told me I was not done yet, and it wasn't my time. I came back to my body, and the whole experience put me in a very deep and hard depression. It was like home, and peace was ripped from me. I wanted it back so very badly. For a long time, I was scared to talk to anyone because of what others might think. But I finally decided to talk to my mother about it, considering she was an RN. I felt like her advice would be helpful, and maybe she could tell me if I was just losing my mind or not. She explained to me that my father experienced something similar that put him in a depression after coming back. Years later, after the experience, I met the love of my life, and we overcame so many life-changing battles. Now we have a baby boy on the way. I now understand what they meant when they said I had more work to do. And the experience has changed my life drastically on a spiritual level. I wish everyone could experience it, but I feel like not everyone is strong enough to pull themselves out of it, that being the regurgitation back into the black cube, I suppose. So I have no proof to show for it, but I can honestly say that I'm looking forward to the afterlife." And Eric and I have kept in touch since he wrote this to me, and this experience has stayed with him, to say the least. While speaking with Eric, it became clear to me that he was not looking for attention by sharing the story, but was eager for other people to know about how beautiful it was. It also occurred to me that he was not aware of the multiple parallels that his story has with millions and millions of others, causing me to conclude that these kind of stories have to be looked for and sought out by us, despite how common they are. Why? Why do we hide this kind of beauty from each other? Viewers of this channel know damn well of my admiration of the ancient Vedic texts, including the Bhagavad Gita. So you guessed it, let's...